This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. This week on Marketplace, it's our series, The Price of Profits. We're looking at what corporations are and whom they serve and the controversial focus on shareholder value. Today, a conversation about a famous retail chain that liked to give its stock a boost by spending money to buy it back, Sears Holdings Corporation. Haley Peterson is senior correspondent for the publication Business Insider. She looked into the strategy of Chairman and CEO Edward Lampert, a person with experience less in retailing and more in hedge funds. Haley, good morning to you.
Good morning.
All right, you looked at Sears, and what was the idea there? They would really wanted that stock price. They were focused on the share price.
Yes, Eddie Lampert used a lot of financial engineering to squeeze as much value as possible out of the company and try to drive up per share earnings. One of the ways that he did this was by buying back shares. He also, in the meantime, cut spending on stores. And as a result, a lot of the stores are falling apart. I talked to one employee who said that he's dealing with constant roof leaks in his store and that the escalators and the elevators are breaking down on a regular basis.
In a sense, you have this picture of Sears as almost eating its own seed corn. Because if you're using money to buy back stocks, hoping that'll pop the stock price, the money's not available to do something else like make the stores better.
Yes, it turns out that his strategy may have failed after all for everyone involved. About half the stores have been closed. Half of employees have lost their jobs. That's thousands of employees. And the share price has dropped by over 90% in the same time period.
It's not just what's happened to many retail stores over the years. I mean, just savaged by the internet and changes in the way that Americans buy.
You know, being a retailer at this time, especially in department stores, is really tough, especially during the recession. There are a lot of other external factors that have attributed to Sears' decline, but no company has experienced such a quick demise. No company has seen its sales decline so rapidly and its share price decline so rapidly as Sears has.
What's the company tell you? I mean, you talked to some company insiders who think it was problems with the strategy, but stock buybacks are very popular in corporate America here in 2015 and 2016.
Eddie Lampert has talked about this a lot. He's defended his use of stock buybacks as the best way to spend the company's money at the time. His theory on not investing in stores is that we can't invest in everything. And the company told me that they truly believe they are positioning the department store for a resurgence and for a revival of sales, and that the company is still in a turnaround phase. If you talk to industry experts and analysts, you'd be hard-pressed to find anyone that agrees with that.
Haley's piece about this is in Business Insider. Haley Peterson is senior correspondent at Business Insider. Haley, thank you.
Thank you for having me.
9 years ago, Sears stock peaked at $177. It is $13 this morning.